Penguin Random House Audio presents Journey of the Pharaohs by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Valley of the Kings, Egypt, 1074 BC, during the time of the 18th Dynasty. Heat shimmered in waves across the Valley of the Kings as the merciless sun baked the desert sands into clay. High above the valley, at the edge of a cliff, a bearded man named Kemet lay flat on his stomach, sweating beneath the noonday sun, looking for any sign of movement. Sweat trickled down the side of his face. A fly buzzed around his ear, but nothing moved down below. The valley was still, as the resting place of the buried pharaohs should be. The only movement was a dust devil that rose from the southern end and danced across the sand. Kemet slid back from the rim. Several men in linen robes crouched there. A boy stood next to them. Kemet addressed the child. "What is it you've brought us here to see?" Villagers in Thebes called the boy Kesem, which meant sparrow. They used the term not because he was small for his age and tended to chirp as he spoke, but as an insult. To the people of Egypt, the sparrow was a nuisance, stealing food and spoiling fruit. The townspeople saw the orphaned boy in the same light. Kemet knew differently. The child was a beggar, not a thief. In fact, he worked hard for the smallest of coins, watching everything with sharp eyes, gathering information. His size and age meant he was often invisible, even in plain sight. The boy crawled to the edge of the cliff, looked down into the valley, and then tugged Kemet's arm. He extended a tiny finger, pointing. "Pharaoh's tomb has been opened. The stone has been thrown aside."